the thought that the Lord put on me is the light. I've been thinking about light. Light is very important.
That's right.
Sometimes we probably take it for granted. But you know, when we can open our eyes and see the light of a new day, we have something to thank God for. But if we didn't have light, we would stumble and fall. We wouldn't really know which way to go. I was thinking how that at night, in the day you would get the sunlight, but at night, if we were in here and we turned off all the lights, we'd probably trip. Now, I remember, a few years ago?
Yes.
Light was off, and I was trying to walk to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I tripped over that one of those chairs there. But that's what we would do in life. We'd just be tripping and falling here and there if we had no light. But God was good to us. He started with light. If we go to Genesis 1, let's read 1 and 5. So light is essential. It's essential for life. And without it, we'd have darkness and despair. But we thank God. He's all wise God.
Yes, he is.
He created this universe, and the first thing he created was the light. Yes. Somebody read that.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Yes.
God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. Mm-hmm. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Yes.
So he made the light, and he called it. It was good. He saw that it was good.
Yes.
And if we would look at it, we'd say it's good too. But you know something? There are people that like darkness. I mean, you know, you think of light is light and life and warmth and all that comes with light. But then when you like darkness, you find that there's something wrong with that. I was just in Alabama. We just came back from Alabama and we passed a house. I believe that house was black.
Mm-hmm.
Who would want a black house? That's darkness, isn't it?
Yes.
So we don't want to, we want to appreciate light. I think that God would be pleased if we appreciate what he created and the light that he gives us. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 11 and 7.
Truly, the light is sweet. And a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun.
The light is sweet. I kind of get on to my little granddaughter because she kind of likes it dark. I said, oh no, I got to have some light. She'll go in the kitchen and she'll be cooking and there's hardly any light. Well, since I put so much emphasis on it, she kind of turned on a little light. If I hadn't, she'd be cooking in the dark. I said, girl, what if something fall in your food? You would know. But light is so important. We need to realize how important it is. God put emphasis on light. Jesus put emphasis on light. And we can do the same. He wants us to have the same perspective that he has. I was thinking that light facilitates life.
Yes.
Now, if you do a plant, you plant a little seed,
mm-hmm.
you put some water in it. We used to do it for the children at school. So they get a cup and dirt and a bean, and put it in there. What do you do to get the bean to grow? You don't put it in a cabinet or in a dark place, but you put it in light. And the light helps to afford to grow. Light is important to life. It facilitates life. Psalms 36 and 9. Let's read that.
For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light.
In thy light shall we see light. See? With God. He's the fountain of life. And he's going to, you know, I believe the Lord likes beauty. He creates beauty, doesn't he? But with it, the light radiates. You know, when you go to a wedding, a lot of time they have candles, don't they? It shines. He wants us to see his beauty.
Yeah.
Can you see beauty in darkness?
No.
Can't see it. It's all out of our vision. But when you have light, it illuminates everything. You can see where you walk. You don't have to have, you don't have to worry about just stumbling and all that. Let's go to Jeremiah 31:35. I have quite a few scriptures, so if someone else want to help us get these scriptures, I'd appreciate it. But we just want to set a foundation of how important light is.
Yes. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar, the Lord of hosts is his name.
Remember, light comes from God. And he even in the night, he has some elements of light. Even in the night. He didn't leave us to grope around in total pitch darkness. And so he wants us. We want to see how this light is so important. And it's going to be a part of who we are.
That's right.
It's going to be. We're not going to be dark people. We're going to be people of the light.
Thank the Lord.
But it's going to, you see that word, the? Yeah. That refers to Jesus, the light. He is the light.
Yeah.
And through him, we're going to have that kind of light too. Daniel, let's read Daniel 2:20-22.
Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness.
Yes.
And the light dwelleth with him.
Thank the Lord. God did that. He's the one. When we need light, we can go to him. Now, we don't want to limit our knowledge and understanding of light just to the physical light. Like if I turn this light is on, that's off, and that's it's darker. But if I want to see good, I turn the light on. The light illuminates. It dissipates the darkness. So when the light comes in, the darkness goes out. And so that's what God wants. He designed it that way, not just for the physical, but for the spiritual. And so spiritually, light refers to righteousness and truth. The word of God is truth, isn't it? So if we want light, we're going to get it from his word. The darkness in spiritually refers to wickedness and to the wrong way. If you, as we read the scriptures and we say he's walking in darkness, we know he's walking the wrong way. He's walking in wickedness and sinfulness. So people who have wickedness in their hearts, they, what, do they like the light? No, they prefer the darkness. You know, they some people might sleep a lot in the day. These are very wicked people. But nighttime come, they come alive, don't they? And they got to go and find something to do, get into something. They like darkness, and it's a reason that they like that. And we don't want to be like that. We don't want that to be our pattern of life. Let's go to Psalms 1:12-4. So we're looking at the physical to help us to understand the spiritual. Jesus did that many times. He told things in parables so that people could understand. We need to understand how important light is. You know, some people, and it's a preference, they be on their phone and be so dark you wonder what they're looking at. You ever seen that? But light, we don't have nothing to hide, see? You know, if we, everything is open in the air, we want to have everything in brightness. And you can see anything. You can come to my house anytime. I don't have to have a little dark closet where I push stuff in that I don't want you to see. But everything is open. And that's what God wants. He wants us to be open. He wants us to be free. He wants us to be in the light. And he wants us to be light.
Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness.
See? The upright. That means the righteous people. The person doing the right thing.
Yes.
It becomes light in the darkness. We're living in a dark time. There are a lot of darkness around us. A lot of wickedness around us. But we can be light in this darkness. And we want to be light. But this light's going to come from Jesus. We can't do it on our own. If we go on our own, the devil will help us. He'll send us in the way of darkness. That's his way. Everything he does is dark. He'll send, I feel a burden for young people and children. Because the enemy is trying to get them to go a dark path. And if they follow the way of the devil, they will find themselves walking in a dark path. So we want to be in the light. We want to be an example. And we want to encourage them to go the right way. Don't listen to the devil. Don't follow him. Go God's way. And it's going to be righteousness and truth, and it's going to be light. It will not be darkness. Proverbs 4:18.
But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Isn't that wonderful? The path of the just is as a shining light. It's beautiful. And it just gets better and better. Shines more and more until the perfect day.
Let me read that next verse. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble.
Right. Right. And they fall. Do you know in this darkness you fall in one hole, so to speak? And you might think you get up and look up, you've fallen in another hole. Making bad decisions. If we take that from the literal to the spiritual, the darkness is going the wrong way. It's going the devil's way. It's making bad choices and bad decisions. And those things will just keep you groping. As long as you continue in the way of the wicked, you're going to grope more and more until it's destruction. You see, the devil, in the end, he has destruction. Who would serve somebody that they know at the end of the day, you work for them, that they're going to destroy you? No, you wouldn't do that in the temporal. But in the spiritual, when you serve the enemy, you're doing just that. You're serving somebody that's going to destroy you at the end of life. And that's why he loves darkness. You know, he can get by with things. If he can sneak things in on you. We, even as saints, we have to be careful, don't you? Because the devil will sneak in a thought, a bad thought, something. And you're not paying attention. Maybe you're just doing your work or just sitting idle, so to speak. And he'll bring a thought and you ain't even paying attention to it. Then the Lord brings the light. And he shines it. And he lets you know where it came from. That came from the enemy. So you'll know how to resist it. See how important light is? If you don't have light, you'll go wrong. You'll stumble. You'll fall. And you'll be destroyed. Let's go now to Proverbs 6 and 23.
For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
See?
Keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman.
Yes, that's good enough. We, the commandment and the word of God is light. If you want to know what to do, we need to open the word of God. Because it's full of light. It gives us the way to go. It gives us the right path. So we want to be encouraged to read the word of God. Study the word of God. Know what it says. Somebody come and tell you this is the right way to go. And if you don't know, you might follow it. But if you know the word of God, it's going to illuminate your path and let you know, no.
Right.
No, that's not the way to go. That's not what to do. John 3, and we're going to read 18 to 20.
He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved.
This helps us to really understand why people prefer darkness to light. Because their deeds are evil, but they don't really want to be reproved. They don't want to change. They don't want you to know. Sometimes they try to make you think that they're doing right when they're not doing right. So we are so thankful that God, through his word, can help us to pinpoint the wrong. He can help us to see. He can give us discernment. Discernment is light too. He gives us discernment. The enemy can't sneak it up on us because we have the word to as light, and because the Spirit of God gives us light and understanding, we won't be fooled. You know, we can almost be fooled if we're not careful and if we're not prayerful. But if we are prayerful and careful and reading this word, we won't be fooled. He won't let us. He will not let us be overtaken with the darkness.
Amen.
He will constantly give the radiance of his light into our lives that we might choose the right way. So Jesus is the light. Let's read some scriptures that helps us to see where this light comes from. You know, in John, the first chapter, well, actually, let's read that. It tells us that he is the Word. So let's read John 1 and 1 to 9.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was light, and the light was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God,
yes,
whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light,
yes,
that all men through him might believe.
Yes. Thanks. I think that's all. Is that verse 9?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
He was not that light, but sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Amen.
The light. Jesus was that light. You know, when God spoke and said, let there be light, that was Jesus. The Word of God was Jesus. Can you see the connection? He is the light. And that light lights every man that cometh into the world. Every person that comes into the world has an opportunity to receive that light.
Right.
All we have to do is believe. And if we believe on him and live for him, guess what? We will have that light too. Thank the Lord. John 8 and 12.
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
How beautiful are these words? They just resonate in my heart. I am the light of the world. And so when we partake of Jesus, we are radiant.
That's right.
We are not in darkness anymore. We are shining light because of Jesus in there. And you know, I love light. I love brightness. I love beauty. And he'll make us love it, each one of us. We'll have the same attitude toward life. This is what Jesus does. We'll be like him. And so it says, they shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That light brings life. The light of Jesus brings life. And so we'll have this. This is a great privilege. John 1 and 8.
He was not that light, who was sent to bear witness of that light.
Yes. I made a mistake that there. I have it twice. I'm sorry. John 9 and 5.
As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Thank the Lord. He is the light of the world. He was while he was walking. He still is. Thank you, Lord. John 12 and 36.
While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them.
We want to be children of the light.
Yes.
Believe in the light. And you know, walk in the light. As while we have light, we walk in it. One scripture said, unless darkness comes upon you. So we want to follow him. He said, if we follow him, we are not walking darkness, but we'll have light. So if we follow him, you know, many times we have the tendency to want to do things our way. Sometimes the Lord will speak to us and tell us to do this, but we don't see it that way. We think we'll do that, so to speak. But if we do it that way, we're going to walk in darkness. We must follow him. We must obey him. We must do what he says to do if we want to continue in the light. So you wonder why some people fall away. They don't continue to walk in the light. The light shines on their pathway, and they decide to do it their way. And they begin to walk in darkness. You know, when the light comes in us, we have such a joy and such a peace and such a wonderful experience.
Yes.
And that can last from the beginning until we die. It's not, that light's not supposed to go out. You know, you'll have a bulb and it'll last for a while, and you look up, the bulb went out. It's frustrating, right? You flip the light and no light. Well, that's what happens to some people. They have this beautiful experience of God. They're happy in the Lord. And then all of a sudden you say, where's so-and-so? They stop coming to church. They don't have a good testimony anymore. We don't want that to happen to us. We must continue in the light. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is to follow him. Do what he says. Follow the word of God. When we continue to follow the word of God and the leadings of the Spirit of God, we will not go in darkness. That light will not go out. Let's go now to Ephesians 5:14.
Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Yes, thank you.
If you're not saved, you need to be saved. Because it takes giving your heart to the Lord to get this light. And once you get saved, you know, I remember when I got saved at 12. And it seemed like everything was so beautiful. All of a sudden, it looked like the trees and everything was just, the whole world had changed. You know, that's how I felt. Do you know that feeling that I had then? I still can remember it all these years. Yes. So that's what light does for you. When that light comes in, you smiling. First thing I'm telling on you. She said, somebody asked her, you always smiling. And she said, God did that for me. God did it for her. That's what happens. I'm telling you, we don't have to walk around sad. I mean, we have grief. We have pain. But somehow, beyond that pain, is some joy springing up. And that light is illuminating in our soul. In spite of the hard time, in spite of the grief, we don't want to do that. We want to show what God has done for us. Jesus did so much for us. Sister MacDonald, I just can't stop thanking him, and I can't stop praising him, and I can't stop smiling because it's so real to me. I enjoy it. I don't just enjoy it when I go to church. I'm not just praising God when I go to church. When I'm at home, I'm feeling that joy. When I'm driving along, I'm feeling that joy. This is the light of God. It makes a difference in your life. You know, I may be a person that can't walk that good, but I'm bubbling inside. And I have a song they sing in Honduras. It's bubbling in my soul.
Amen.
I'm singing, I'm shouting, oh, Jesus made me whole.
Amen.
And it goes on and says, I just can't help it. Do you remember that song? Oh,
I'm sorry,
there's nobody here that goes to Honduras that has heard it. But it's so wonderful. And when I get there, most time, they're going to sing that song. If they don't sing it, I'll probably ask them to sing it. But that's what the light does for us. We're not in darkness no more. We're not in just, oh, whoa, it's me anymore. We're in rejoicing. We can be old and rejoice. We can be sick and still say praise the Lord. Amen. May not have a whole lot of strength, but we can have Thanksgiving. I'm going to tell you something. Do you know, my mother was on her deathbed, and I came and visited her, and I kind of face looked kind of sad. I said, Mom, are you sad? She said, no, I'm just suffering. But do you know what she wanted? I mean, to go right on. She had them singing those songs. I mean, to go right on. So she still had praise in her heart. And so we can do that, no matter what. You know, I don't know what lies ahead, but we want to be faithful. We want to have that light shine until the perfect day, till we leave here. John 12:46.
I am come and light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness.
No darkness here. When you abide in the Lord, no darkness here, and you don't want any dark thing. You don't have any sympathy for darkness. You don't even want to, a part of it. Is light? Yes. Darkness? No. Matthew, now, since we are the light of the world, Jesus had that light. He gave us that light, and he put it in us. He wants us to radiate out to other people. He wants us to be an example to others. Show the world the light of Christ. Don't put your light under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick where it give light to everybody. Matthew 5:14-16.
Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill,
oh, yeah,
cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel or basket, but on a candlestick. So, and it gives light unto all who are in the house.
Yes.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father.
God gets glory.
Love it.
God is getting glory. Yes. We're shining, and God is getting glory. I'll tell you another part of Bertha's story. She's telling other folks and getting other folks to come to church and talking to them about the Lord and the Lord, how the Lord could solve their problems. That's wonderful. I'm just telling hers, but it's all of us. That's for all of us. We need to be able to, everywhere we go, we should have a smile on our face and a song in our heart and something to tell somebody that will encourage them. That's how we shine the light. We can't afford to come around here, oh, my foot is hurting and my back is hurting and my head is hurting. Yes, it may be hurting, but my Jesus is still here. God is on his throne. I know I got a sore toe, but God can heal my toe. And say it. Let's verbalize. Brother said we're too quiet. I agree with him 100%. It concerns me that we sit in the service and we don't hardly say anything. And we're just quiet, don't sing hardly, barely sing. You know, I don't sing good, so but I make a joyful noise. So we need to be illuminating this dark world. And we can do that because of Jesus. We can't do it on our own, but because of Jesus, we can illuminate like that light gives light to all that's in the house. Romans 2 and 19.
That thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness.
Yes. We need to be a guide to the blind.
Yes.
We need to put some seasoning. If we're around and we hear a lot of foolishness and things that's not right, let's don't agree with that. Let's be a light to the blind, a guide to the blind. We have a lot of people walking, they're blind. And we should have some light to shine for them.
Yes.
First Peter 2 and 9.
But you're a chosen generation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A royal priesthood.
Yes.
A holy nation. A peculiar people.
Yes.
That you should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes. We're chosen. He's chosen us out of this world. We want to be able to, every person that meets with us, we should not leave a bad taste in their mouth. We should have something, even if it's a little child, we should have something that illuminates out of us and points to Christ. How do we do this? It's by our attitude. We need to have good attitudes. We need to get rid of the bad attitudes. Bad attitudes is not a light in this world. If somebody do something you don't like, we shouldn't turn our smile down. We should turn it up and thank God. We can be a light. This is how to be a light. Show a good attitude. Speak kind words. Harsh words need to go. Harsh words need to be stomped out. Kindness and gentleness of Christ. This is how we can be a light. Do good to those. Even the ones that they haven't done good to you. Do good to them. If your enemy hunger, feed them. All of these is the way that we can shine our light in this dark world. One more scripture, Philippians 2, 14 to 15. Some people need an attitude adjustment. And that's through Jesus. Go to the Lord. If you have problems with attitudes, go to the Lord and tell him to adjust your attitude and make it wonderful.
Yes, you can do that. Yes. Do all things without murmurings and disputings.
Yes.
Wow. That's so like me. Find something wrong. What about me? That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
That's right. Get the murmuring, the complaining, get rid of all of that, and let's shine our light to this dark world. Pray for me.